91X News.
It's 24 degrees and mostly cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Matthew Murray. Belleville police say they've noticed a spike in petty crime in the city compared to last year. Police Chief Corey McCase told the Police Services Board last night that there's been a slight increase in break and enters, assaults, sex crimes, and drug charges compared to this time last year. However, she says that robberies, fraud, and vehicle theft incidents have all dropped in the city in the second quarter of this year compared to last. McCase says, overall, crime in the city is down to around 1,100 crimes in the second quarter compared to the 1,500 crimes police faced in 2015. And bail was denied today for a Belleville man in connection with a downtown stabbing in late August. Adam Thomas, 27, was arrested by police 2 days after a 30-year-old Belleville man was stabbed during a fight between at least five men on Bridge Street West near Coleman Street. Thomas faces multiple charges, including assault with a weapon, assault causing bodily harm, and breach of probation. He was ordered to stay in custody and will appear again tomorrow before court over video. The victim was taken to Kingston General Hospital with critical injuries at the time, but was in stable condition several days later. And the RCMP say all Prince Edward Island schools were evacuated today after a bomb threat. The Canadian Press's Ali Thomas has more.
Police say the threat came by fax and that schools were notified within 10 minutes. The RCMP say the threat suggested bombs had been planted at several schools, but no threat has been found and everybody is safe. Staff took more than 19,000 students at more than 60 English and French public schools to safe locations. Police are looking at the possibility the fax threat is connected to threats against three colleges in Nova Scotia. Ali Thompson, The Canadian Press, Halifax.
An Ontario Conservative leader, Patrick Brown, received boos from a crowd of anti-sex sex ed protesters today, with one protester asking for a refund on his party membership. Some of those gathered at the rally outside the Ontario legislature today say Brown swayed them with promises to axe the Liberals' new sex ed curriculum to win the PC leadership last year, but now feel he's flip-flopped on the issue. The new curriculum includes updates such as warnings about online bullying and sexting, but many opponents of the plan aren't pleased with discussions of same-sex marriage, masturbation, and gender identity in the courses. Amongst other Frosh Week activities, Loyalist College hosted a presentation about consent and sexual assault. The event was advertised all over campus and was open to all students and faculty. However, despite the marketing efforts, only three people showed up. Emily Ventura is a Loyalist student who experienced sexual assault on campus last year. The TVNM student is appalled that more people didn't show up to learn about what is considered sexual assault. To her, being informed is key.
If more people know about it and know that this is a real thing and not just something the media is making up to scare us all, then it will happen less.
Loyalists will be hosting similar events in the future in the hopes that students will participate and become educated on the issue. Loyalist College is also bringing back its composting program from the trash. QNET's Stephanie Clue has the story.
Loyalist College is revamping its compost program after finding out that students were piling all their waste together. Sustainability coordinator Jessica Spooner says it didn't surprise her that students living in residence weren't using their compost bins.
You get busy and you're living with, like, your friend, you know, you're living with people, like, you're not always apt to do it.
Spooner says the first step to make it easier for students was to provide compost bin liners at the start of the school year. Since then, compost has been making its way out the door.
When I first was walking around res and looking at the compost totes outside, they were empty, like they were brand new. It looked like they'd never been used. When I walk by now, like other than some garbage getting thrown in the totes, at each area, one of the totes is almost full of compost.
Currently, only 400 students living in residence are able to control their own compost waste. Spooner says the next step is to open up compost bins in dining areas like the cafeteria and the Link Lounge, hopefully starting in January. Stephanie Clue, QNET News, Belleville.
And the United Way of Quinte has set themselves a new fundraising goal. James Gaughan has the story.
Quinte's United Way wants to raise $2.11 million between now and the end of the year, which is $15,000 more than the target it set at this time last year. Judy Gilbert says she thinks the goal is reachable. She's the United Way's executive director for Quinte.
Well, I think it's attainable. I mean, we would not set a goal that we didn't think we could attain.
The money is used to run programs in local nonprofit agencies. Brenda Snyder of Volunteer Information Quinte says the United Way's goal is good news.
When you support the United Way, you help support us and ensure that we receive the funding that we need in order to be able to put those programs out there.
The United Way is hoping for corporate sponsors to help them reach their goal and will be holding events in the coming months, including their annual casino night, to help raise money. You can donate on the United Way of Quinte's website. James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
Kingston police have partially reopened a stretch of Highway 38 north of Kingston after a serious multi-vehicle crash earlier this afternoon. Kingston police sent out a message on Twitter saying there was heavy damage to both cars in the incident and that one had ended up off the road. However, police say that both drivers were injured but are conscious and the injuries were not life-threatening. The southbound lane of Highway 38 between Van Order Road and Orser Road is now closed until further notice, but the northbound lane has reopened. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next, after this.
You hear a lot of ads about Invisalign, but is it the right option for you? I'm Dr. Julianne Peterson. Invisalign is a great device for moving teeth, but not everyone is a candidate. As a certified specialist in orthodontics, I can ensure your decision is an informed one. Let my specialty expertise give you the smile you've always wanted. If you're thinking about Invisalign, see me, Dr. Julianne Peterson. For a complimentary second opinion, call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
And now for QNET Sports. San Francisco 49ers backup quarterback Colin Kaepernick says he's paying the price for his choice to protest during the national anthem. Kaepernick says he's received death threats in person and over social media for his decision to kneel during the national anthem in protest of violence against African Americans. Kaepernick's protest caused several NFL players to decide to kneel during the anthem as well. He has since kneeled before the 49ers games in an effort to show more respect for veterans after sitting the first one. And former Raptors star Chris Bosh says that his career may be cut short in a video posted today. The 32-year-old forward was already forced to sit out part of last season with the Miami Heat due to a blood clot. Bosh says Heat team doctors told him that he had multiple blood clots now and believe that he might not be healthy to play again. And Los Angeles, Paris, and Hungarian capital Budapest are now the front runners in the bid for the 2024 Olympics, as the mayor of Rome announced today that she's axed the city's bid. Rome's mayor, Virginia Raggi, announced she has rejected the city's bid, saying it would be irresponsible and that the city would only be in debt from the Olympics. It joins the list of cities, including New York City and Toronto, as ones that have canceled their bids. And Leafs prospect Austin Matthews kicked off the scoring in Team North America's game against Team Sweden today. North America currently leads the Swedes at the end of the first, 3-1. The young mix of Canadians and Americans are without star defenseman Aaron Ekblad after he was scratched from the game with an upper body injury. Later tonight, the top spot of Group A is on the line as Canada takes on Team Europe. Canada is coming off a 4-2 victory after knocking out the Americans. And women's soccer action in Belleville tonight as the Lady Lancers take on the Fleming Knights on Marianne Sills Park at 6. The men's and women's rugby teams face off against Algonquin tomorrow night when they take a visit up to Ottawa. And in junior hockey action, the undefeated Golden Hawks take on the Toronto Patriots in Etobicoke, while the red-hot Wellington Dukes look to keep their perfect 5-0 record when they play the Hurricanes in Newmarket. And the Blue Jays thrashed the Mariners last night 10-2 with homers by Edwin Encarnacion, Josh Donaldson, and Russell Martin, and Michael Saunders. Jay Happ picked up his 20th win of the season, pushing Toronto into the top American League wildcard spot over the Orioles, and Aaron Sanchez gets the start for the final game of the series tonight. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, partly cloudy and a low of 15. Thursday, September 22nd, we're looking at a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 24. Tomorrow night, cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers. At 4:05, it's 24 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Matthew Murray, QNET News, next.